Good morning. My guest this morning is Jessica Rasmussen, an art specialist for the city of Santa Rosa. Good morning, Jessica.
Good morning.
Well, we're going to spend 5 minutes listening to all of the wonderful exhibits that are coming up at various venues around Sonoma County. So let us have it.
All right. So we've got four exhibits up right now at our community centers and City Hall. The first one I want to talk about is at the Finley Community Center. It's a show by Judith Eisen called The Dynamic Duo, Watercolors and Oils. And Judith is great because she paints watercolors on site, and then she takes those home and does a more abstract oil based on that watercolor. Uh-huh. And they're shown side by side here at Finley. So that's really neat see the difference. Yeah. And then at City Hall, at the Council Chambers, we've got Clark Swarthout. He has only been drawing for the last 3 years or so, but it's incredible. He's prolific, really detailed ink drawings. And his reception is on Friday, January 15th, so you can still catch his reception.
I noticed that just in passing, I noticed that he is coming off of a 40-year career as a licensed navigation watch officer on merchant ships.
Yeah.
What a wonderful start for a career in art.
Right. Yeah, it's a great one to catch. The other one we have up is behind the Finley Community Center. There's the Person Senior Wing.
And oh, right, yeah.
Yeah, so upstairs there's a gorgeous, gorgeous gallery, and Emily Florence is showing there. And she does both representational and abstract paintings that are just really neat to see.
From the press release, it looks like it talks about her practice of Zen Buddhism, and it certainly looks very Asian in its approach.
Yeah, it is. So, and then over at Steel Lane, we've got Sarah Silver, who's a photographer, and she's great because she goes on road trips to do her work so that uh-huh. she can be there at, you know, 6 a.m. when the light's coming up. So she really is dedicated to actually capturing the moment and not doing a lot of work afterwards editing.
So as an art specialist, are you sort of presented with these venues and various times in which there's availability? And then based on your knowledge of available artists in the area, you sort of put together the artist with the venue?
Yeah. And any artist in Sonoma County is welcome to apply. We're always hosting new uh-huh. shows on a rotating basis throughout the year.
How do you go about doing that?
Well, you get in contact with me. So that was Jessica Rasmussen at... you can go to srcity.org/arts, and you can find an application there. You're also welcome to head into the Finley Center or the Steel Lane Community Center, and they have applications available as well.
I think the last time that I went into the Finley Center was when I was still playing ping pong there.
They've still got ping pong.
I know they do. It got me so enthusiastic about ping pong that I ended up buying a ping pong table.
Well, and then you didn't go back.
Yeah. It really is a wonderful, the Finley Center is a really wonderful facility for local people.
Yeah. And actually, we are doing a really special show at the Finley Community Center uh-huh. coming up. Artists of all ages and amateurs to professionals are invited to enter one piece of artwork. And we have it up at the Finley Center for 7 weeks. And we also invite jurors to look at all the work, and we hand out prizes and scholarships.
Great.
Yeah.
Well, thank you very much for coming in, Jessica. We appreciate your visit.
Thank you very much for having me.
And we thank the people out there for listening. I'm Roland Giacopetti on KRCB for Sonoma Spotlight. Have a great day.